Hi everyone, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a horse that is scared to death of water, going through the puddles or maybe going through a small ditch, and you just think, I don't know how I'm ever going to get my horse to cross over this water? Today's episode, I want to talk to you about water obstacles. I had somebody here not too long ago say their horse just freaks out about water and they are not able to get them over that water obstacle. Now, let me just say this. I was thinking about this because we've had a lot of rain here in Texas lately. It's watching my horses navigate through all the water and mud and everything, and they don't hesitate. Yes, they pick their way around the way they want to go and stuff, but they don't hesitate about going through the water. You know, if they want to get to where the hay is, they go through the water. They don't stand there and act all freaked out because there's a water puddle they have to go through. And here's what happens for those of that have a big challenge getting their horse through water is observe your horse. Next time you have a heavy rain and they're out and about, how they act. If there's an area that they have to go through to get to something else and it's big enough that they can't jump it, just watch how they do. Because I don't usually see the horses where they're freaking out. They just might pick their path they want to go through, but they go through the water. So what that tells you is when you're working with a horse that you feel like you just can't get him through the water obstacle, it is probably something that you're conveying to the horse that you're worried about it, that, you know, my horse just doesn't like to go through the water, but yet when they're on their own, they do it. So it's something about maybe that or your body language. And so what I'm going to challenge you with is when you do a water obstacle, you know, start with something that is smaller if you have to get him used to some of the water. And again, if it rains like this, like what we've had here in Texas, get out there and walk your horse around in the mud and the water and stuff. Because I bet you won't have a challenge doing that. But again, it's your intention. You have to think about your intention and what you want to happen. Not thinking about, oh, I'm not going to get my horse through this water. They're never going to do this. Because it changes the way your body language is. And the energy that you put off, and your horses feel that. They're very sensitive to energy and will pick up on that. So you've got to keep that in mind when you go out there and you work on the water obstacle, is that you've got to get it, the intention in your mind of what you want to happen. See it happening easily for the horse to do this. And what I've had to do before is, and of course I love to use clicker training because it helps them to understand. It's a great communication tool to get them to understand that. Because I had worked with a filly that was, she just did not want to go over the little, my husband had dug a ditch because we were getting new water to the barn, a water line, and she just did not want to go across it. Well, with the clicker training, she did, because I allowed her curiosity to go up there and see what it was all about. And as she moved towards it, that's when I click and I treat. And so pretty soon she was understanding that, oh, that's what you want. Okay. And she got to where she went back and forth over it with no problems whatsoever. So that's why I encourage you to use a clicker training. But again, if you have a heavy rainfall get out there and go through different places where there's water and stuff. Now, be careful though, if there is a puddle that's wide, maybe not so wide, but long, and you go on the other side, because they might look to jump towards you. Make sure you stay safe so that you can possibly be behind something. Like if it's, you know, through a gate opening, you can get on one side where if they do jump, they're not going to jump on top of you. You have to keep that in mind because they do. They look to you for the safety. And that's what I did when I was working with this ditch. There was a pipe I could get behind, where pipe fencing, where she wasn't going to jump into the pipe fencing. But do that and see if that helps you out. And again, think about the intention that you have when you're doing this and see it as it happening. And be sure and breathe, because a lot of people forget to do that, and relax. But when you go to do this, don't do it when you have just 15 minutes. Do it when you have more time. And always, always end on a something that is successful that they can do. Because if you work on that day and you can't get them across that, go back to something that is successful for them and try again the next day. But again, that's why I use clicker training, because it does make a huge difference. And if it's something you'd like to learn, I can help you out with that. So give that a try and see how that goes for you. And love for you to come and join my Facebook group, Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles. So look me up on Facebook, come over and ask to join the group, and get in there and tell us what some of your challenges are. All right, have a great day.